things come back to my mind when I...
Today is May 26th, 2007. And my grandma Clyda is talking about different things that she's remembering from Karluk. And a new word that I heard today is called Shaiahok. Okay.
Shaiahok.
So now you're going to tell me what it is. Go ahead. You're on.
Well, your real grandpa, not this grandpa you call, your real grandpa, my first husband, that was your real grandpa, your mama's dad. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was married to him. Mm-hmm. Then his sister was married to her Anton Chaliaga, mm-hmm. her husband. Her husband's name was Anton Chaliaga. Mm-hmm. And, well, they were not very old, you know, when I married your real grandpa. Mm-hmm. And every time I went up there, for anything in the house, if your grandma, your real grandma, the blind old lady, wanted something, I'd go up there and get it, you know, from them, mm-hmm. or bring something up to them that she's sending up there to them to eat, or things like that, you know. Mm-hmm. I was always her, what you call it?
Messenger,
mm-hmm. or something, you know,
uh-huh.
bringing, you know, tell them what she says, and then every time I go in, her husband would say, because I was married to her brother and he was married to his sister, you know, sister and brother, and we were married too. And he would say in Aleut, "Oh, gee, if I was younger, I would have liked to marry my sister-in-law or something like that, mm-hmm. in Aleut, you know, mm-hmm. my shayahok."
So say that.
Yeah. Ay, shayahok, why should naho makuma nulik shugnayakaka. He would say that, and then your real auntie would get just so mad. And he would say, in a shunach bagachto. He would say, "She's so cute." She's so cute. And I was just a young girl, you know, and I didn't pay much attention. But he always just liked teasing me, you know, mm. or teasing her, his old lady or something, you know, because she was much older than me, mm-hmm. much older than your real grandpa. Your real grandpa was 6 years older than me. So she must have been 2-3 years older than her brother. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then when we're going to wash banyo, and then he would say, "Ayeshayahoga, makichikokoke," teasing me, teaching her. He would say, "Ayeya, my sister-in-law and I are going to wash banyo." he would be teasing her, I think. Because she used to get just mad when she said that I was so cute and, you know, mm-hmm. he would have liked to marry me, you know, if he was not married. Things like that, you know, just teasing her. Mm-hmm. But he was an elderly man already. He just was teasing her all the time. Hmm. That's why she used to be so mad at me, I guess. I always think that she never cared for me that much, because he always teased her all the time. Because he always said, "Ayeshayahoga inakshunachtok. Manitan inakshunashkamakpidok. There's no cute little girl like her." He would call me little girl, because only I was about 16, you know, but then, mm-hmm. 16, 17 years old.
Right.
After I lost Alice was already, you know, gone, mm-hmm. my oldest daughter. Mm-hmm. He just used to tease her, I think. I always think of that a lot sometimes. He was always good to me. He always liked me and always good to me. Yeah. He always called me his Shayahok. I wonder what Shayahok is. Like Bella and I used to call Bella, "You're my Shayahok," you know. That's what they used to say in olden days, when I was married to Nicanor, and that Antonchelya was married to Nicanor's sister. So he used to tell me I was his Shayahok. I should have asked people what Shayahok is. It could be maybe kind of a sister-in-law and brother-in-law, because we were married to sisters and a sister and a brother. He was married to my husband's sister, and I was married to her brother, you know. I always think of a lot of things like that. It comes to my mind a lot. He always teased her, I think, just teasing her.
Now you were
And
telling
he always used to call me Aichaka, just like that Henry or whatever. Gary. Gary always teases me that too, you know. Aichaka, old little old lady. He'll call me. When he got to know me, you know. He didn't know that I knew his whole family. Before he got to know that I knew his mom, I knew his brothers, and he was so surprised, you know. When he first met me, he used to call me Aichak, little old lady, K Wing Juk. He always still call me that. Even out loud now, he always say, Aichak. And then, you know, Aichak is how, you know, cute. I'm cute. Cute little old lady. He always calls me, "Hi, Chica, hi, little old lady." Well, I didn't know him till he started talking to us, and then I told him, "Hey, you know what? I know your whole family. I know your mother. Not long ago, your mom and I was sitting in Cana. We were gonna get our eyes tested." Merle is his mom. Merle Olson. She lives in Anton Larsen Bay. Yeah. And from there we started talking, and I was telling him about Sut was his brother too. The one that got lost up at the tidal wave on his boat out here. Yeah. Sut. Him, and I know his two sisters. I don't know if they're, I think he said one is still living. Then his mom looks real good yet. I don't know how old she is though. She must be a same age as me, or older, or young. Maybe she's a little bit younger, I don't know. But she looked real good. You know, she's put on a lot of weight.
Now you were
She
talking.
recognized me too in Canada when we sat down. She looked at me and she said, "Aren't you Clyda Christensen?" I said, "Yeah." And I looked at her, I said, "Are you Merle?" Since a long time I've seen her. Yeah, and then we started talking, you know, a long time about a fog neck. And I know their mom, Merle's mom, his grandmother. Yeah. Olga Lipatak, they used to call her. I don't know why they called her that. Olga Lipatak. I was gonna ask Gary sometimes, how come they used to call your grandma Olga Lipatak? She was a Larson. Yeah.
was going to ask you about that devil dance that you said. You were talking about how they mix the stuff.
Oh, they used to mix it with the, you know, they used to save a lot of, before, when they make banyu, you know, before, mm-hmm. long time ago. You know, those banyus, they crawl into a little, mm-hmm. you know, door. Well, when they get done burning all that wood, there'd be lots of charcoal, you know, mm-hmm. wood only. It was wood, you know. Mm-hmm. And it'd be some of it would be real soft. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times, winter time, they never throw it away, the charcoal, because it'd be so cold out or something. They'd put it away on the corner till it gets warm enough where they can throw it out wherever they want to. And because that was just burnt wood. But winter time, when they're going to have the devil dance, they used to use lard. A whole, you know, 2 pounds of lard or some, or maybe even more, uh-huh. because there'd be 2-3 devil dancers, you know. And Alec and Ruff Sr., the old man, used to know how to mix it up with that charcoal from the banyu. Mm-hmm. He used that 2-3 days, I guess, before it starts, he'd start making that, so it'll be easy. And then it would just, they just put it all over, mm-hmm. like it'd be putting lotion, you know. Mm-hmm. It'd be just shining. Yeah. Just shining. And then he mixed it up so it'll be smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mixed it up real good.
Huh.
With lard. And then it wouldn't stick in their body. They just wash it off. But right after they're done having the devil dance, they'd go straight to the banyu, mm-hmm. and wash up. A lot of times we used to just laugh when they get all done and they come back to the dance, you know, because the dance would start after the devil dance. Mm-hmm. People would start dancing. And then those guys that was being devils, you know, they'd come back from the body, their eyes would be still red. The lipstick. Mm-hmm. They used the lipstick around their eyes, you know, uh-huh. to get them red. Uh-huh. And then their, whatever, they make ears, you know, uh-huh. to lipstick or something in their ears, or horns, whatever, uh-huh. and their tail. Part of their tail and the end was red. I don't know what they made. Oh, with a rope they made the tail. Because they put it around here and make a tail. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Around the waist. Huh? Around their waist?
Uh-huh. Just put it around their waist when they're done.
Hmm.
With it. That's how they used. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So their costume was just a pair of black shorts and then
just
skin.
Black shorts. Everything was nothing but that
lard.
Charcoal.
Uh-huh.
Lard and charcoal.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
Huh.
Yeah.
Do you remember how it started, that devil dance, or where did it come from, or?
I don't know, but I remember they used to say that they have to have that devil dance, how they started. It might have came from the Russians, though. Mm. From Russians, I think, it started. They had to welcome the new year and chase the old year away. The devils would chase the old year away and try to grab the new year. But the new year had angels. Hmm. Angels guarding the new year. Mm-hmm. It was nice, the way they used to. The angels would be all white, dressed all white, mm-hmm. and glimmering things, you know. When they first started bringing Christmas ornaments and stuff like that, you know, those...
Mm-hmm. Tinsel? Those,
yeah. Mm-hmm. They'd used some of those thin ones, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have nice ones before, you know, Christmas decorations. But before that, they used ribbons, just ribbons only, on the devil. On the devil dance, during the devil dance, they'd get the angels already dressed, how they're going to dress them up. Mm-hmm. And then the new year, how they're going to dress the new year up with a big thing, Happy New Year, on front here. Painted, you know. Mm-hmm. And so was the old deer would have one like that too, the old deer to drive the old deer away. And then usually the angels and the new year would stand right by the holy pictures, mm-hmm. facing out, you know. And the angels was the guard for the new year. When the new year tried to go to old, when the old year tried to go to the new year to tear the new year up, you know, the angels would, you know, push him. Get away, you know. Mm-hmm. We don't want you no more. You gotta get away, the old years. We gotta chase the old year away. Mm-hmm. We gotta welcome the new year in. It used to be so nice. They used to have it in the homes. And you know, they'd have two devils though. Mm-hmm. Not three. I don't know where they got the third one when they started having it in the dance hall. They used to have two, I remember when I was a little girl. And you'd think that they would make mess on the house. Never. Huh. They would never touch the walls or nothing. All the time they work, they chase the old year away, roll him out to the corridor. As soon as they roll him out the corridor, the old year would get up by himself, and then the devils go out by themselves. Hmm. Wouldn't try to dirty up the house. They never dirty up the house. But as the years went by, in 40s, when the alcohol started coming around, they changed because they were drinking. Before they started having the program. But before that, before the Second World War broke out, there was no drinking. That's why they used to let them go into the homes. Mm-hmm. Every home they went into. Mm-hmm. But they had the children in a bedroom, never out there to see them come in. They always, every home had their children shut in the bedroom so they don't see nothing. They didn't want them to see anything. Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't tell them what it's all about, you know. And make sure that they stay in there all the time. They had to come in three times.
Wow, so they went to every home and did this performance?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They would start early too, because they had to go to Old Carlock too. And some people would invite them to come to Old Carlock too. They had to start early in the evening. Huh. And because there was no drinking and not roughing up anything, you know, and doing it the right way. It was all elders, you know, doing it. Mm-hmm. There was no young people, it was elderly people that did it. Hmm. I'm telling you, we had a good growing up and a good, you know.
Yeah.
Good things I always remember. Uh-huh. A lot of nice things, how we grew up. Hmm. It was so easy growing up, so easy for everybody. Uh-huh. Everybody knew everybody, each other. Everybody helped one another in the village. If somebody got sick, right away they'd go and help them, mm-hmm. ask them if they need help. If somebody has to stay up, if a person is really sick or if they have to stay up and watch the person, mm-hmm. they ask them if they need help
right.
to do that, you know. They stay up for them, help them, You don't see that no more. Nothing. You don't see anything that I know.
Growing up.
Teresa, you don't know how it was so good life. Mm-hmm. I used to tell Father Peter everything about how I grew up, how I started to remember. Mm-hmm. From the time I started to remember my mom and dad and my brothers and sisters and the people outside our house and the children besides us, how we got along. Mm-hmm. All the children played together sometimes, you know, summertime. Mm-hmm. And wintertime, go to school. We got along in school. Mm. Yeah. Till they changed our language. Mm. Then the children didn't get along anymore in school either. Mm-hmm. It was terrible then. That was in 40s, you know. Yeah. Hmm. No. That was in 30s. Mm-hmm. In 35, I got married. That was during 1930. Right shortly after my mom died. Just before she died, I guess they changed the language in school. And after she died, then all of us kids that was going to school, we just never used to have recess anymore. We used to have recess and play outside mm-hmm. with each other mm-hmm. and play on those bars, you know, they had outside. Mm-hmm. We'd be rolling on those bars. You put your arms around those bars and you just grab yourself on your clothes and you just go like this in the bars.
Yeah.
The boys and the girls, you know. Mm-hmm. You just watch so nobody, you know, falls down. Mm-hmm. There was no more of that. Huh. We never played together no more outside. We didn't get along anymore when they changed our language.
Wow.
All we did recess time was to try and listen to who's going to talk in our language. And then we'd run in to the school and write down in the blackboard how many words you said, and you get hit for that from the teacher.
Hmm.
That's all the kids did after that recess time.
Wow.
Yeah.
No more.
That was in 1930s, 33, 32, 33, 34, I remember.
So sad.
Because I was 9 years old when my mom died, and then I was 10 years old when I got to go and stay with my foster parents, Bob and Stella, and her boys, and Matilda was little.
Mm-hmm.
And the school was just close to us there. I got hit, I don't know how many times, and my hand was just burning. The teacher would hit us so hard with a ruler. Oak ruler was about this wide.
Four
oak
inches.
Ruler. And about that thick.
2 inches?
No kidding. You know, one whole ruler.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd hit us. You put your hand like this and he'd hit us as hard as he could. How many times we said a word in Aleut. Not just once. How many words we said we got hit. Our hands would be just like they were swollen or just hot, just red.
Mm.
We were even scared to go to school anymore.
Ay-ay-ay.
It was bad. It was bad.
Mm.
We couldn't talk in Aleut no more. Otherwise, before that, everybody talked in Aleut, even inside the school.
Hmm.
Yeah. But we were talking in English when the teachers, you know, teaching us. We talk in English, and then we'd sing in English, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning we'd sing songs before we start our day.
Uh-huh.
And most of the time, all those songs had God was included. Mm-hmm. You don't hear that anymore in the schools. God was always included in the songs that we sang. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amazing Grace and all those songs, you know. Mm-hmm. I'll Walk With You or something.
Just a Closer Walk With You?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All those, what was in that. I wish that I could have found one of them books. Huh. That song book. Yeah. Almost every song I always remember had God was always included. Huh. Yeah. Silent Night, we used to sing that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes I always sit and think, yeah, how we lived. Don't see that no more. Now it's getting harder and harder for you young people to live. Mm-hmm. And my mom and her friends used to say that too. Ada kushinakok, shoot, shungnakhit, magutshunakhat, kayahnyukhchikut, shungnakhnuk. They'll have a hard time living. From years to come, I always remember them saying that. Adaku shinako hok chamingo shinako atangichok shumajik. Many years from now, it's going to be different living. Lots of things I always think of sometimes. Because I don't know why I always used to listen to my mom and them. When she's talking with her friends. You know, them days too, they never, you know, there was no drinking. And I grew up when there was no drinking. I never seen nobody drunk or drinking in the village. And everybody went to church. That was our center of the village, is the church. I guess that's why people got along with everybody. Then everybody would go and visit one another on Sunday, right after they have their lunch, after church, go visiting around 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon, visit each other. Mm-hmm. All over, the whole village. They'd go to Old Carlock, visit the older people in Old Carlock. Mm-hmm. I always remember going to my godmother's. With blind old lady and, but I was, as I was growing up, when my mom was living, they still did the same thing. Mm-hmm. All the time. And even if it was blowing cold, snowing, women would take their children to church, just put a blanket over them, even newborn babies. Mm-hmm. You know, newborn babies would be a month old or 2 months old. Mm-hmm. Just cover them up with a blanket and take them to church. Hmm. Yeah.
You got a lot of time.
It's done?
No.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know you still have the time. Hmm. Yeah. That's why I always think, how come I'm left alone from my family? I wonder if God always made me think, I mean, put everything into my head. That's why my sister used to say, you're listening too much. Well, because everybody talks in Aleut, you know. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm not listening, I just heard them. I just heard Mom and them saying, need and ga. That new hood, Mom, and good. Yeah, I would be the only one from the family. The rest didn't listen, I guess, or I don't know. They never talked about the past or how we grew up or anything. I never heard none of them talk about it. The kids. They knew a little bit here and there. But when I start talking, they would shut up because I would correct them. I said, no, that's not the way Mom and them said. I said, I used to tell them, that's not the way. No, Mom and good, I knew it in English. How come you said that? That's not right. You must have not listened the right way. Then they would tell me that, you know too much. you know too much. They would get mad at me. But still, they all loved me. My sisters and brothers, they had respect for me. When I'm around, they wouldn't hardly talk. Because I'd be watching them, you know. They knew that I had eyes and ears. And if I'm not satisfied, I would just tell them. Then they'd tell me that, you're bossy. I said, I'm not bossy, but I'm telling you what Mom and them used to say. It's not right. It's no good. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to say things like that either. I would tell them. I never seen my mom and my dad drunk or drinking. Never. After my mom died, 1929, my papa, when he moved up to the Bay, he started to drink with the Scandinavians. There's a lot of Scandinavians around the Bay then, a lot of them. He got to know lots of them up there. But in Carluk, there was only John Reft, Antonsen, Johansson, Anderson, Strawberry Anderson. There's two Andersons, but they were not brothers or anything like that. And Alf Gunderson, and one more, I forgot his name. And then John Doloff. There must have been eight in Old Carluk. Wow. And on our side of the river, there was only my dad and John Aga and Charlie Peterson and who else? Oh, later on, Ella Carlson's dad, I forgot his name too now. So there was only about four on our side. Yeah, the rest was all full-blooded Aleuts. Wow. Half Russians and like those Panemirovs, you know. Well, Ali Panemirov came from Akyak.
Oh.
Yeah. They moved from Akyak to Carluk. Those Panemirov brothers. There was Alec, Lars, and there was about four brothers, I think, but I forgot the others. Lars, Alec, those other two, I can't remember their names. There was about four brothers that used to come. Oh, Lawrence Panemirov. The one Auntie Minnie almost married him. I don't know why she didn't. He was a nice guy. Mm. Yeah. After that, then I always wondered what happened to Lawrence Panemirov. Then pretty soon I heard that he got married in Yuzinki. He was married to Mary Carlson for many years. Then after that, after Mary Carlson, his wife died, he came back to Carlock again. And he's the one that had the little house in the lagoon there, you know, up there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he built himself a little house up there. Yeah. Staying away from, you know, village by him, want to stay by himself. He was a really nice man. And so was Alec. Alec Jr.'s dad. He was a nice, nice guy. Never hurt nobody. He always wanted to help people, too. All those brothers was like that. Oh, Lars, too. His name was Lars Penmer. He came with us in the on the spring one time when we came in here, when we went home. And there was one more brother. Now I forgot what his name was. Those three now I remember. They came, they're from Aukyuk. I think he, Alec Primer was one of the guys that used to come to Carlock for the dances. And one time I think he just stayed back because he fell in love with Edith Aga. But that was not her name. Edith Aga, it wasn't Aga. I can't think of her real maiden name, but she started using Aga, her stepdad's name. All the Agas, you know. Yeah. But she was living in Carlock. They were all living in Carlock when I remember before I even got married to your real grandpa. I was still going to school when I remember when Alex stayed back after they came for the dances. He didn't go back to Aukyuk. He stayed back. And after that is when I always remember that his brothers started to come back to Carlock too. And they start living in Carlock. I always wish that I, when I was younger, I should have started writing from the beginning. Uncle Randy always told me, "Mama, write me a story from the time you were a little girl to this day." Oh, yeah, that'd be a long story. I'd get tired. I think it's best for somebody to interview me once in a while when I think about something. Like you now, you've got a lot of stuff that I have told you a lot about Carlock.
Yeah. So now how did they come from Aukyuk? Did they climb over? Or?
They walked from Aukyuk.
For the dances.
They rode from Aukyuk to Olga Bay down there.
In their kayaks?
Well, they didn't have kayaks anymore. Maybe they used kayaks first. I don't know. I don't remember. I think they used the rowboat.
The rowboats?
Yeah. Because I think I read about it someplace, how they used to come to Carlock. They rowed to the end of Olga Bay. And from there, I guess, maybe they had a map where they could tell which way was, you know, closest to go to Carlock. How they found out about Carlock, I don't know, though. How they found out about the dances, because I was still a little girl, and then my mom was still living, your great-grandma was still living. Papa, you know, we were all little yet when they started to come. And those elderly guys were all gone when Alec and them started to come. You know, first, I always remember George Phillips, George Phillips, Willie Stream, I remember, and Willie Stream, George Phillips, and some Iluska, I think some the oldest Iluska, you know. And then one more, two, I can't remember, but I was little, but I always remember them, their names, they used to call them. And those four used to come almost every dances, you know, in the wintertime. Sometimes when it's real bad, they wouldn't come. But when they think it's going to be nice weather and they could make it back again home, gee, they were tough before. No radios, no nothing. They go overland. And I read some place where they used to go from Akyak to end of Olga Bay. From there they'd walk. From there they'd walk to, I guess to Red River or someplace. And then from Red River, I guess they walked to Halibut Bay or someplace. And from Halibut Bay, they walked to Sturgeon River. And from Sturgeon River, they'd walk to Carlock.
How long of a walk did it take them?
I don't know how long it took them to. Sometimes 4 or 5 days, I guess, when it's nice. They'd camp out, you know, and. When it's not snowing or anything like that. They must have been tough. Well, before too, it used to snow a lot, and then they could make a igloo, like, you know. And but it never used to blow so hard. It would snow a lot, but not where it wouldn't blow the snow around too much, you know. And I guess they used to make kind of a igloos, like, to stay overnight. I went, okay.
You're done now?
For now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get tired trying to think.
Okay, what was that?
Mom and them used to say, she'd talk to her friends, you know, and I, a quarter look, a quarter, so said, come, Wamkota Kagut. A quarter mile, the Chakata Makaloko. But I never know what she lost. And then she would say, Ah, Natunitaka, so said, come to look to Kashuma, Angiuchi Kataloka Shikun. So said, come to look. Then they would forget about it. And some other day too, they'll start talking, and I'd hear them.
Oh, dear. Hold on.
James.
Yeah, some guy. That one knows. Yeah, I think it's going, Graham.
I want to question on what the playing tricks on us, the little man hiding behind our door. And I remember very, very little bit of it there. When I was little, I used to hear a little knock on the behind our door in a bedroom. And I used to wonder what that knock is from. And we used to get just scared, you know. And Mom would say, Aling, 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 niskichi, aling, nani duk, aling, nani duk, so said, kaka, mam kodaka, good. A little you know, leprechauns, I guess they call them, too, you know, when little people, mm-hmm. but good people, person, mm-hmm. but you can't see them. Mm-hmm. They like to play tricks on people. Yeah. Little people. Hmm. But you don't see them. Yeah. They like to play tricks on person, but they weren't, you know, mean. Mm-hmm. They didn't try to scare, you know, people. So true. Yeah. I just happened to think about when those little peoples were flying. Mm. Okay. Like to play tricks mm-hmm. on people. How do they say it in Aleut? How do they used to say it then? So said, come to look up. That little Susetka is playing tricks on us. Susetka, the little one put a cargoed. Chakak Mushokloko, hiding things from us. What do we need? What I'm looking for, I can't find it. And the kids can't reach it. You know, mom used to put things where we can't reach things. Like, you know, nowadays too, you have to watch kids, you know, from medication and stuff. Mom and them, everybody in the village always, you know, did that. So the kids don't, you know, they put things away, way up high, so kids don't touch them. In case they try to open them or something, you know, something that they're not supposed to touch and open. They did that too, you know. And when they try to look for something that they need, I guess it'd be missing. And can't blame the kids because kids can't, you know, climb up there and, you know, take it or something. And be missing, can't find it. But the next day it would show up where it was supposed to be. Yeah.
And you're saying one was behind where?
Ours in our house, I remember very little bit of it as I was growing up before my mom died. It used to be behind the door in our bedroom, in Mama's bedroom. God bless her. In Mom's bedroom. And Papa's bedroom was way in the back. And behind the door was always, that's where it was always making noise. And there was nothing back there. Just Mama's trunk mm-hmm. with all her clothes and Papa's clothes, you know, dress-up clothes, mm-hmm. All our dress clothes. Never hang them up. They never had hangers. All those, you know, roll them up. How do they fold them? Mm-hmm. Fold them just like they are in the stores, you know.
Right.
Fold them and put them away like that for our holiday clothes and, you know, church clothes and mamas and papas. And all of us were all in that one trunk. Mm-hmm. Only on special occasions, you know, mom would let us put our clothes on mm-hmm. that she made for us. And behind that trunk was all, you know, right on the wall, and between the wall and the trunk, and inside that wall, was always noisy. Always knocking like this sometimes. And we got scared of it when I first started to hear it. I was always scared to go behind that door. And Mom would, God bless her, Mom would say, "Alingin na nito." So say it come on, but the little person or whatever they call it, the little, I don't know what they call Susetkak is in Aleut. Susetkak is in Russian. No, Susetka. I remember them calling their kids Susetka. But they wouldn't listen, you know, they play. And I don't know how Mom and them used to call it. Shungjuka, a little person. But you can't see the little person because those little persons are clean, clean people, you know. Mm-hmm. But every home, they used to say, has one. Huh. Always has one. And they always wondered if those, they all get together sometimes, you know. Mm. Yeah. But, you know, they don't show up. They used to say every home had a little susetkak, and they like to play tricks on people. They don't let the people see them. Little people. You must be really small when you can't see them. And then they get in between the walls and when they're going to play tricks on people. Huh. Mm-hmm. I used to hear that every home had them. I wonder why.
May 29th with my grandmother Clyda Christensen, and she just thought of a lady's Aleutic name, and I wanted to get it down.
Yeah. There was a man married, and he was kind of crippled, and I was just telling my granddaughter all about what happened to him, and I just happened to think about my granddaughter was asking me if he was married. I said, yeah, they had a little boy. And when his mom died, his boy was sent away to some school. He wasn't too little when I barely remembered him, but I remembered him. Though I know who they were. And this old man stayed by himself after that, after he sent his boy to school. And he was married to Shangak. Shangak was his wife's name. That's how I remember her, but I don't know her any other name that they called her Shangak.
Do you know what it means? Do you know what her name meant?
No, it must have been an Aleut name, I guess, Shangak. Shangak. I thought maybe they called her Masha too, but I know they called her Shangak all the time, that's all I remember.
Uh-huh. And her husband's name was?
Samoshka. Her husband's name was Samoshka. Samoshka and Shangak. I remember them. Samoshka. Samoshka. That's an Aleut name too. Samoshka. Must be I guess they used to call him Sam all the time, Sam Rock. His last name was Rock. Sam Rock. I always wondered why, how come his last name was Sam Rock, and then his brother's name was Larry Elanek. Larry was his brother, Catherine's dad, you know, Catherine Chichenov's dad. That was his brother. But I never did ask anybody how come he had a different name. I think maybe he was brought up by different people. Sam Rock. Because Larry Elanek was his brother. And they left, they separated, I guess when their mother died, maybe, or something, because I always remember when Larry came back from, on the mail boat, he came one time. He was a really young man. And they said that he lives in Kanadak. He came from Kanadak across there, you know, across, on the chain, you know, down the west. And, then he went back again. Next time the mail boat came, I guess he went back again. But how many years after that, he came to Carlock again and stayed in Carlock. And then it wasn't very long after he stayed in Carlock is when he got married to Catherine's mom, Catherine Chichenov's mom.
Do you remember Sam Rock's son's name?
Huh?
You remember Sam Rock's son's name?
I can't remember his... I can't remember his name, but I thought they used to call him Alec, but I'm not sure. I think Sophie might remember. She might remember. I think she remembers them. Too. She should remember them too. Yeah.
Okay.
The very first time is when those people came from Kinetic, and I guess Larry was with them too. There was a couple came from Kinetic to, you know, to Carlock. And I always remember us kids, I think, I don't know if I was alone or not, but I remember going into Sam Rock's place, and this lady was first time I ever seen anybody frying potatoes, real thin, just like potato chips.
Ah.
First time, you know, I seen anybody. My mom never fried potatoes like that, like potato chips, you know. I always remember seeing her frying, because we're playing with their son, you know, ran in there, I guess, and I seen this lady, and she was cooking. I always remember that she was cooking, and I looked at her potatoes was so different to me, you know. They were round, and you know how potatoes are when you cut them up, you know, real thin. She was frying them up like that, and first time I. First time I ever seen anybody frying potatoes like that, because they always cut them up the other way, you know, like they do in a restaurant. But I never seen anybody just like potato chips. They had their, she didn't, you know, take the skin off or anything. She just cut them up real thin, I guess, and I seen her. And then from there again, I don't remember, I guess we must have ran out again. But that all stuck on my mind. First time I ever seen potatoes like that. Fried, real thin. And then when they started getting potato chips, then I used to think about that lady frying potato chips. I don't know where she learned it, but she was frying them up. Real thin potatoes.
Did you taste one?
No.
No?
No, I just seen her. I seen her cooking there, and I looked. I guess I was just curious about everything when I was little. I'm the only one that always remembers a lot of things, you know. My sisters and brothers never did. I was always curious, I guess, about everything. Just like when they had that kachimak, you know. I ran in there too and wouldn't see. They threw me out. They didn't throw us out. They kicked, you know, how they are. You kids, get out of here. You can't stay in here. Mani, how did they say? Mani, ushilchachnik, bukchinidut, shamana niji, shami wamiji. Then I always remember grabbing something from the food. I don't know what it was. So there was lots of food in the corridor. I'd seen lots of food, but I don't know what I grabbed. We all ran out. That's when I seen Dora. That's when my mom and dad were still living. You know, they had it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just little yet. But I just barely remember it, though. But I always remember going in there, and I seen all this food. And I didn't know what they were doing. And I guess I was really curious, because I went in there peeking, and all these men were sitting down with their legs like this, you know, mm-hmm. real close together, uh-huh. all around the floor there. Nothing else in there. Huh. Nothing. And this, it must have been Dora. That was up there, laying down by the door, you know, where they have the door, where I peeked in from the, they had a blanket there. I don't know where the ladies were when I did that, but I always remember peeking in there. I wanted to see what's in there. I guess I was always really curious. I don't know why.
Was it men? I mean, do you remember what house it was?
Yeah. Yeah. Igorsha's house.
Igorsha's house?
Igorsha's and Nastya. Nastya was his wife's name. Yeah. See, I was little then because they had a daughter. Her daughter was Masha. Marsha. I think maybe her and I was together. I don't remember because I don't know why I was in there and nobody chased me out. And I peeked in there and all these guys were sitting on the floor.
And his name was Igor?
Igorsha. His name was George. George, but then they called him Igorsha. That was his baptism name maybe, or Aleut name, I don't know. I don't really know. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I always remember they had it in one more house, a different house. Mm. But in there, I didn't go in there though, because they said they're having kachimak. That's what they called it, kachimalutin. Together in a kachimalo. I don't know what kachimak is, really.
June of 2007, Graham's talking about some kind of a medicine that they found under a tree.
Gutagarnit.
For?
For rash.
For rash?
Jackie, when he was little, going to school, he had rash between his fingers, all of them, and the doctor was giving him some kind of salve to put on there. They got worse. Hmm. And I didn't know what to do with him, so I knew there. And it was winter time. I said to myself, if God let us find some place, Ikuchikwa, So I took him with me. I said, we're going to go look for some medicine. I know those will heal him. Those will heal your that rash of yours. And so we went looking, we're looking under the trees all over. And we found a bunch, just like God just gave us that one bunch.
Wow.
And I took them, roots and all. Just dug them out, roots and all. I took the roots and I took them home. Right away, I took those, whatever was growing a little bit, I took those off, I cut them, and I washed them out, and then I put them in a basin with hot water. Mm-hmm. Smash them up first, put them in a hot water, and then I told him, wait till it cools off a little bit, and you're going to soak your fingers in there after it cools off a little bit. It's too hot right now. And then I saved the roots, and I washed them, and I hung them. And I had quite a bit of bunch, too. And that's what I used on him.
How many applications? How many times?
Every day.
Every day?
Every day for about a week or more. And they just healed up.
Hmm.
I just saved that water. I just heat it up. I wouldn't throw it out. And let him wash his hands again when he comes back from school. Mm. Because that water was still okay for his hands. I just let him wash his hands in a basin first and use that medicine in a basin.
Mm.
I wouldn't throw it out.
Is it like eczema or was it a rash?
Yeah,
or?
It's just some kind of a rash he had in between all his fingers.
Huh.
And he'd scratch them, you know, scratch them.
Mm.
And all I did was just use those cortagonics, that's all. I don't know what they call them in English, though.
Hmm. Do you ever see any here?
Yeah, there's some around here, but they're not as good as the kind there is in Kodiak and Karluk has those kind. Hmm. There are some here, but they're a little bit different.
Hmm. You have to show me.
They're a little different,
yeah.
But they might be same as those that if you use them for a rash, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, cortagonics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
they
you.
They smell good. You can use them in the banyo.
Oh.
I use them in the banyo lots of times. I just smash them and wash my face and my hands. I used to do that when I was young.
Hmm.
Uh-huh. I used to wash my face with them.
Wow.
I never had pimples on my face.
Huh.
Nothing. Not even in my hands.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to see them. Okay?
Yeah.
You show it to me.
I'll show you them. You know what? Last week, those two chico ducks that I always make for our kidneys, you know,
uh-huh.
Tea.
Uh-huh.
I was going to make some. They're turning to seed already. I was looking at them. They're turning to seed. I didn't even get to dry any.
The white flower.
Yeah.
Oh.
Last week they were white.
Okay, we'll have
to. And I was thinking they're still blooming, but today I looked, they're seed. All seed.
Hmm.
So I can't dry any. But I got lots though, mm-hmm. in a little container. I just, every year I used to smash them. I could use them for my kidneys if I can go.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, make tea.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna hold
when
on.
He won't listen to us, you know, we used to call him, are you Liliachi? Boy, you'd never like that name.
Tanya Sava.
Tanya Sava. You're saying Aleutic names?
That's the way they used to call her.
Go ahead. Let me see here. How many minutes I got? Okay, we got 11 minutes. So you're remembering some Aleutic names. And you said that my grandfather had an Aleutic name?
Yeah, but I don't know his Aleutic name.
So mom and auntie's last name was Aleutic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They would have had a look at me. But he took his stepdad's last name, Nicanor Melkuli.
And your first brother and sister?
My first brother and sister had Aleut name, and they couldn't pronounce it in school, so they took my dad's name, Norell.
But their dad's first name was Abram?
Abram, yeah. Abram. Your grandpa's name was an Aleut name too. I used to remember it, but I forgot. But I bet it'll come to my mind. I know I used to remember it real good before. But I never could pronounce his last Aleut name. His, Nicanor's real dad's name was an Aleut name too. I might think about it sometimes.
What was his dad's first name?
That's what I'm trying to think of.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to think. I used to remember his first name because it was an Aleut name.
Uh-huh. And his last name was Aleut too?
It was Aleut too.
Huh. Where was he from?
Carlock, I guess.
Yeah.
Because your great grandmother came from Katmai. Uh-huh. They were from Katmai. My godmother and her came from Katmai. Mrs. Lactonan was from Douglas across there. After 1912, when the volcano blew up over there. Before the volcano blew up, I think Mrs. Lactonan came over this way with the priest when... After she lost her mother, her dad, the priest, wanted her. So she always remembered coming on the kayak, inside the kayak to Kodiak Island. And she grew up with the priests. Mm. Yeah. And Yaku was from Afognak. And when he went to Kodiak one time, he went to the priests and he seen this girl. And there was Mrs. Lactonan. Yakika Fidosia. And she used to tell me that he always came over there visiting. She didn't know that he wanted her as his wife. Till she was old enough.
But she remembers being in the kayak.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She remembers coming over kayak. She used to tell me that she was sleeping for a while, then it was nice weather.
Huh.
Just nice weather all the way. Just sleeping in there. Before she knew it, she was in a different place.
Huh.
With the priests.
Yeah.
And that's where she grew up, with the priests. The priest used to travel in a kayak all the time. To the villages,
uh-huh.
Even to Carlock. My dad used to say there was nothing but kayaks there when he moved to. There was no dories.
Huh.
From Afognak, my dad stayed in Afognak for a long time. It's funny he never got married over there. Mrs. Sheratine used to tell me everybody knew him, my dad. She told me herself, Mrs. Chartin told me that an old lady before, she died a long time ago. What's her name? Nadia Mullen?
Mm-hmm.
That's her daughter.
Oh.
Mrs. Chartin's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Muller, I guess it is. Muller. Nadia Muller. Yeah, that's her daughter. Her brother is the one. I never could think of his first name, but Shirokin, he's the one that died in Tanglefoot. He got hit with a propeller when he fell overboard when they were fishing. Fine weather, too. I don't know how it happened, but he fell overboard somehow. He was just a young guy. Wow. He got cut on his back with a propeller. That was bad. I always remember them. I always remember them talking about him. Got hit on his back and he died in the water. They picked him up. And I remember them bringing him to Spitside. I used to remember them talking about him all the time, and then they sent him on the tender to Afognak, to his folks. They notified him first by the those wires they used to have, you know. Tick, 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 whatever they are.
Morse code?
Yeah. Send a wire to them so they won't be, you know, shocked. He was just a young guy. Nice guy, too. Kind. His parents was really kind people. Nadia's always kind. A lot of things I remember.
Now, you said those three old ladies earlier, tell me, what were their names?
Balagaya, well, Mrs. Zakhar, my uncle's wife, she was a midwife, too. Uh-huh. Her name was Balagaya. And Anicia was, she had already lost her husband when she started getting sicker. And that was your great-grandma's, your great-grandma's from your mom's side. That was her cousin, Anicia, was her first cousin. Then Sashkicha was Marina's, Nikita's auntie. But she lived with Nikita. She brought Nikita up, I guess, and that's how they stayed together. And then Auntie Marina got married with Nikita when she came from Afognak. Yeah. Somebody took her to Afognak, I guess, after her mother died. My auntie died.
And that's your mother's sister?
Yeah. They must have took her to Afognak, I guess, you know, as a foster parents, I guess. And she didn't know how to talk in Aleut. She talked Russian when she came back.
Do you know the name of your mother's sisters?
Huh?
You know the name of your mother's sisters? You don't remember your aunts?
Oh, just one is the...
Lizzie?
Auntie Lizzie's mom was Tatiana. I don't know the other three. I never asked Krasna. I should have asked her what their names were. Uh-huh. Yeah. Other three. Because Mama was the fifth one. Daria, Tatiana. I don't know the other three, though. Their names. Tatiana is tiny. I should have always asked questions, but I never was like that with growing up, asking questions. I didn't know what people would want to know, you know, way back. Mm-hmm. Never. But I remember a lot of things when I was growing up. They just stayed in my mind, I guess. And I still remember.